We are visiting with head coach of St. Vincent Baseball, Tyler Search, today on Regional Radio. And, Coach, regular season just about done for you guys, and you get Arcadia Valley before you begin district tournament play next week. So sort of just give us a recap of the season, that's how the season has gone for you guys so far, and what you expect out of this group as the season comes to a close.
Personally, I think our guys really haven't clicked yet. I think that we've seen glimpses of them starting to kind of come together. It just hasn't really happened as many games as we would like. But we do have a senior group, and you know, just keeping these guys motivated is going to be the big thing, especially with the weather the way it's been the past 2 weeks. When we're not playing a lot, it's harder to keep them motivated. But I know that we're very capable of making some noise in the districts, and hopefully, you know, get some momentum on Monday against Arcadia Valley.
Well, the thing about Arcadia Valley, and we've seen them a couple of times this year, is they are one of those teams that's a really tough challenge, and they challenge you in a lot of different ways with your pitching and your hitting as well. So in your mind, is this sort of kind of the best end of the regular season matchup for you guys heading into districts?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one thing that I do like about our schedule is we played 6 4A schools this year, and we played 7 3A schools on our schedule, and I think that really helps us as a 2A school getting prepared and getting ready for districts. And I know some teams have different views on that, but I think personally I just really enjoy going up against tougher competition because I think it can only help us.
Of those tougher challenges, where do you think your team has learned the most from?
Little mistakes will kill you. They'll kill you in the long run. And, you know, we've had a couple games where we've been right there, and just one error in an inning can absolutely make the difference in a ball game, win or loss. So I think that's where our guys are starting to really understand, you know, every play matters, every pitch matters. Just getting that into their heads this year has been a challenge, but I think that they're starting to figure that out.
Two guys that have really stood out for you this year, you mentioned them before we turned on this interview, but Blake Henneman, a senior first baseman who has 2 home runs on the year, obviously being the size that he is and whatnot, that he plays a major role in your lineup. And also Tyler Unterreiner, who we have seen in football, he just, you know, he wrecks everyone. So, yeah. You know, he's one of those big-time athletes. So how important have those two guys been for the success of your squad this year?
Those two guys have been amazing. All 3 years that they've started for me, it has been a pleasure to get to know those guys and just kind of pick their brains a little bit, see what they're all about. Blake's more of a soft-spoken guy. Tyler's more of a I want to slap you in the face type of kid, but you know, he just likes to get out there, and they both do. They're leaders. They work hard. It's you can't ask more of those two in the locker room and, you know, at practices. It's great to have that. Of all of our seniors, Tyler and Blake have stood out, but also Riley Reen is a 3-year starter for me. And Tyler Munier, who knows what that could have done if he didn't tear his ACL twice. That's all I have to say about that kid.
Yeah, that's kind of a bring you down kind of injury, isn't it? For sure.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is.
Those two guys that you mentioned, Munier and Reen, excellent football players as well. It's obviously St. Vincent's a smaller school, and it seems like you get a lot of carryover of great athletes from one sport to the next. How do you think their experience of playing other sports and being at that competitive edge all the time, it seems like, how do you think that really helps them when it comes to baseball season?
I just really think that they get, you know, they get that experience. They understand that it's not just, you know, if they only played one sport, I don't think it would be beneficial to them because they wouldn't have that knowledge and that experience that they have by playing 3 sports. Like, all those guys are good 3-sport athletes. Some of them are great 3-sport athletes. So I think it can only benefit our baseball team at this moment because they never get too high, they never get too low. they're kind of right there on that level plane that you want an athlete to be at.
The type of players that you have, which obviously you have a lot of high praise for, and they're very outstanding players and good athletes for you. But let's shift our focus to district tournament. I know you still have Arcadia Valley on Monday, but Meadow Heights, a team that is sort of kind of stuck in the middle in terms of how good they are. They're not great. They're not bad. They're just sort of stuck in the middle. So what of their team have you been able to scout out, if you've had time to do that already, and what are some of their strengths?
I really wish we could have played them this week, obviously, but that game got rained out. And so we're going to have to, reshift our focus and for next week and just understand that it's win or go home. We can't mess around and, get our hopes up too high and just kind of play our game. That's what I want our guys to do, and really just one play at a time, like I talked about earlier. Just understand that, things might not go our way in the first inning, but in the second inning, we got to regroup and we got to get back out there and make the plays and be sound defensively and take good at bats. And I think our guys will be able to do that.
Well, it seems like a pretty tough district, looking at the records of some of the teams. Chaffee 13-6, Bismarck 11-6, Valley Catholic 19-3. So obviously tough challenges ahead for you guys, but we certainly wish you the best of luck, and thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with us.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, that is Tyler Search, head baseball coach of the St. Vincent Indians, joining us today on Regional Radio.